We have heard it time and again that Barbados is working to achieve what is called carbon neutrality by 2030. The country's renewable energy policy projects that by that time, Barbados should have zero fossil fuel emissions. To achieve this, we are putting more emphasis on electric vehicles and pushing renewable energy to the point where the government now has legislation before Parliament to exempt the supply of electricity from renewable energy sources from all or any of the provisions of the Utilities Act Chapter 282. That is, we are in the view of the government that exemption is required in the public interest. But as we push ahead in these areas, there are other ways that we are being asked to adapt to climate change. One of them could have implications for how we build in Barbados in the future. That's what's coming through to us from no less a person than the Executive Director of the United Nations Environment Programme, Inger Anderson. She's announced that there is to be a major meeting in Paris next March involving ministers concerned with housing and building to further the cause of what's called the Global Alliance for Building and Construction.
The goal is very simple. Net zero and resilient buildings by 2030. And already 27 countries have joined. And I really celebrate each and every country that has signed up. I said yesterday in another event, we have fire codes in every country for how we construct our buildings. Why, oh, why do we not have efficiency and net zero codes? It is so self-evident. But what we need to do is, of course, ensuring that we think about how we are going to build. Because number one, better design and reuse and recycling of materials is smart climate policy. We understand that renovation is 75% less emissions than new construction. So don't tear down the old, renovate it and be smart about it. So also prioritize renovations, reuse and repurposing and extensions over new builds. Secondly, let's make sure that we shift to ethically and bio-based materials where we can. And we just heard the previous speaker speak to timber, bamboo, biomass. That's 40% less of emissions off of 2050 emissions in some places if we do it smartly. And increase the market share of alternative materials. Lean in on research and development. This can be done. And to the finance community, I say, make sure that you look at those materials because it's the longevity of the building as well as the carbon cost. Three, let's make sure that we improve building processes. We can shave off 7% of our CO2 emissions if we think about how we use the cement and if we think about embodied iron and steel. We can decarbonize many of the formulas and processes for producing these products. And we can enforce, especially at global governmental level, green procurement, both on the protocol side and policies. And as I said, we can work with passive cooling. We can be smart about how we space and place our buildings, how we shade it, how we bring in trees and shading so that nature will do a couple of degrees and sometimes even more for us rather than our electricity. And this stuff is really also good for our economies. There are jobs in this business. The built environment produces 11 to 13% of the global GDP and 7% of the global employment. But inefficient buildings are just sitting there draining our economies as big costs and draining the bills of the owners because they are hitting higher energy demand and so on and so forth. And we understand that for every million we put into retrofits and efficiency, we are creating 9 to 30 jobs. And they are jobs that are important. The international cooperation is absolutely key, and that is why this breakthrough agenda is so important. I mentioned Morocco or France. I should mention Canada, who are really also those three countries stepping up and leading on the forest and climate leaders partnership countries. That's really very important.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicorp use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicorp advisor or visit Sagicorp.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicorp, wise financial thinking for life.